Hey there, everybody. It's Zoran the Wizard, and this is basically an update on basically what we're doing and what's going on, stuff like that. Just keep you in the loop of what's going on. I asked on Discord if people would like it if I basically recorded and just kind of gave you like a, hey, this is what we're working on right now. Like, this is the process that we're going through and stuff like that. And also, if you leave comments down in the Patreon post below, that also is a good way to be like, oh, I can take questions from there if there's any like concerns or anything else and answer them in the following up posts and stuff like that. So I figured that'd be a really nice way for us to kind of like communicate more, have a nice little vocal thing to do it, and just kind of put on your podcast thing as you're going on instead of having to read like a huge post and stuff like that. So things that are going on right now. In fact, I'm actually staring at our fun little organization board of all the art orders that Skelly is going through right now, which I think we have, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, which those four turn to like 5, 6, 7 art orders. And then for the Black Crusade, it is additional 5, 6, 7, 8. There is a couple of background art pieces in which we're going to have to get someone else to kind of help us out with that, because that's going to get a little bit difficult. But Skelly's going to be very busy. We ordered a whole bunch of art for her and also gave her a bit of a pay raise. Thanks to all of you guys, because for stuff like that, like once you're in a project like this for so long, you have to like, for the amount of money that we had at the very start to now, it kind of was like, we can't really justify keeping you, you know, with only like the smittens of pennies we had before. You know, these people have been with us for years and have been really dedicated to the project. And so I think they should be rewarded, and hopefully we can keep that revenue going, because if any major drops happen, I really don't have that conversation with them, because that's always the danger with online shows like this, to where we've had that before when we stopped doing Warhands. People just, you know, we nearly went bankrupt for it. So hopefully we can be all nice and standard again. But Skelly's doing a whole bunch of artwork. She's getting everything ready for the new arc of Rockrind. In addition to that, she is also getting a lot of Black Crusade stuff ready, in which we have a couple test sessions going as I kind of like browse my organizational calendar, because we have an internal calendar for our team to basically be like, hey, these are recording times. I also log when everyone's away on stuff, and I also have like an entire content calendar for the entire year. And I basically see on our stuff that Hulky has been gone since January 1st to the 15th, so he'll be returning after his holiday break. Thurston is back at work over at Paizo, so with everything of the startup businesses, including for us, it is basically a time of we're having a bunch of meetings, figuring out what's going to be happening for the next year, we're getting budgeting ready, all that stuff. So the same thing's probably happening at Paizo right now, and since he's now in an executive position, he's going to be in a lot of meetings recently. We got to do the character creation recording, which then has already been posted up. So we're very happy about that. In addition to that, which I also need to note down for myself, I need to make a new Patreon thing to get all that organized. As you see, I'm actually kind of in the middle of all the work stuff here, which I'll know. Patreon, make Black Crusade category. Ooh, there's a lot of stuff to manage. Put that on my little to-do list. So we got that going. Easy has been trying to preload a bunch of shorts and stuff like that so he can handle some other editing stuff. We're getting the Kingmaker episodes ready. I think we have one more episode for this month, which is the one that got all corrupted and messed up. So we're just trying to like string that together and get it figured out. In addition, trying to get the animation done, which Procura so far has been working with the audio we sent her. So she is currently working on the nice little animation ending for Kingmaker. That's currently being produced right now this month. In addition, we have two test sessions primed, which we're going to record and put that up on Patreon for everybody. And that we were going to do it today, which today is the 12th of January. We were going to do that today, but that has been rescheduled for us to record on 19th and then also on the 26th. And so we're hoping we can get everything nice and ready. So Monday on February 2nd, we will basically get the first episode recorded. If things get delayed or we have to like push things back, then we'll just try to figure out sometime that week to get it going, because we want to get two episodes recorded, at least two episodes recorded that month. on top of everyone's schedule, because, you know, not everybody, this is not everyone's full-time job. It's mostly mine, and it mostly Easy's, because Easy relies on this as well. And this is basically Skelly's part-time job for us. And with that, they basically do the best that we can once they get updated and going. So all that is being processed and getting concluded right now. And that's what we're working on right now. That's currently the main thing. I have a whole bunch of stuff ready, inclusion of the PDF updates and maps being uploaded and stuff like that. I do apologize for not getting that up last month on December and stuff like that. I got to the holiday break and I was having problems making the PDFs because the program kept crashing every single time I want to edit a line. I think I got that fixed, so we'll get that going, along with releasing some of the battle maps from Rockrine. And of course, since Thurston's responsibilities have left from the PDF side and now have gone into purely just like, we just really need just to concentrate on running the games because of his job responsibilities has taken his life over. So it's like, you can just run the games now. I'll do my best to take over the PDF stuff. And that also includes me writing up some of the lore, fixing the stat blocks that he's done for the monsters, getting them nice and presentable for you. So it's me doing that kind of game design readjustment so I can make sure when you guys get it, you can actually use the monster instead of like Game Master Scratch. You know, like as much as we have said that that's what you're going to get for one of those tiers, I just want to do my best to make it nice. And if I can't do the time for it, I'll just release the scratch. And then when I can make the PDF, I'll update it. So it's all nice and pretty for everybody. Because I want everyone, I want people to feel like they're being valued here instead of just taking advantage of. So that's what I want to try to get done for you guys. In addition to that, currently we are in talks of trying to get other campaigns going. The main thing that we are running into is that last year we had like a whole bunch of people who wanted to do tabletop stuff, but then they needed to concentrate on other stuff. But now this New Year's here and they're like, oh, we got nothing going on anymore. And I'm like, well, I need someone to communicate with me to keep things going. And the issue with doing collaborations with content creators and stuff like that is that they're very all over the place. And it's either, oh, I'm super free in my schedule, or they will just never be able to commit, even though they really want to do the thing. And then they find out that tabletop RPGs are a commitment. Like you need to be here consistently. You have to communicate a whole bunch, all that stuff. And sometimes we just have trouble with that. And it's really like as much as like, hey, it's this person's fault, this one, it's not really that thing. It's like, hey, everyone's going to run their business and everyone's busy. So we're just doing our best. Well, mostly me just trying to smash my head on a Google calendar, trying to be like, hey, are you good for this day? Are you good for this day? Are you good for these months? Like trying to get all that figured out. In addition, figuring out some other crews, because I'm trying to get a side thing of Starfinder going, but that's going to require getting the right people for it. In addition, I know Bricky wants to do more Warhammer stuff, but pretty much up to his schedule. So we'll see if we can do something like that. I want to do a charity event later in the year. I want to do like a cool Orktober charity event. I just got to get the team on board for that. See if we can have the time to do that. And a whole bunch of planning stuff, including budgeting, figuring out where money's going to go, trying to get all that stationed out so we know what we can afford this month. And basically, that's been a bit of a challenge because we had to fire a CPA, which is like the guy who manages, deals our taxes and stuff, because they did a really silly thing of saying, oh, hey, we found an extension for your taxes and we didn't tell you about that. And so then you were penalized for a crap ton of money. And so I was like, why didn't you tell me? And he's like, we messed up because that's negligence. And we basically had to have a fun conversation about that. To where, thankfully, I was able to contact the IRS and get that figured out. So, it's also the fun business side, along with everything else, because we register everything as an S-Corp to kind of help for taxes and stuff. And I have to go for everyone's contracts and get everything going and stuff. So, that's basically the update. On all the stuff that's being worked on, that is my goal for that. Also, for battle maps that we're making. I am having to make the battle maps for this time because Jamie is not available to make these battle maps this month. So I am doing my best to make all of those. Try to get background art figured out for Skelly because Skelly can't do those. She takes care of a whole bunch of other art pieces that are needed before the end of the month. Easy's doing what he can to get all the editing and YouTube shorts going. All the players are getting ready by getting me information about their characters, getting that all figured out, along with the test sessions. Thurston's doing his best to get the Black Crusade thing figured out, and along with the next arc for Rock Grind. And we are planning on basically at the same time, after all that, after we get this initial chunk done, figure out how Warhammer 2nd Edition is going to look, because I've already had meetings with Alpha or Alpha Busa on that. And we're basically figuring out where he's pretty much given the blessing of like, hey, no, you're good. Like, you can do this now. And so we're basically getting all that figured out. So we are good to go on that front. So we're really busy. Unfortunately, it just takes some time like this for the preparation stuff to get the rest of the year going. So I do apologize that we don't have like a bunch of podcasts ready on January and stuff. I do. Please forgive me on that one. But hopefully when we get the test sessions done, I can just quickly edit those for you guys and get them pushed out to you. So you get some fun content of us messing around with the systems and stuff, get some behind the scenes stuff. So with that, thank you guys very much for listening and stuff. Feel free to put a comment down below in the Patreon post if you have any questions, like how do things work here? How, like, do you have any questions about the campaigns or things like that? Because this is pretty much me pretty much trying to communicate with you guys in a way, so you can always ask questions, figure out stuff like that, and also just give you a behind-the-scenes look, because I proposed this to Discord, and everyone seemed pretty happy. I'd be like, oh, this would be pretty cool to do. So tell me, if you like this type of stuff, if you like getting these type of audio updates and things like that. So with that, thank you guys so much for your support. Without you guys, we wouldn't exist. Like, to be honest with you, like, we would not exist without your support. So we greatly appreciate you guys helping us out and keeping these shows going and everything, because we really, really appreciate you. So be kind out there and be safe, because never know what the new year is going to bring, but we're glad you're here. See you guys next time.